Hey, it's Osborne with Radio Buzz 101. I'm with Josh Carter and Sarah Barthel. They are Fantagram. Hey, guys, it's really a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Your music has a style, something none other than any other band I've ever heard. It's kind of spacey and melodic.
Well, when we started making music together, our main concern was making music that we would want to listen to ourselves. And I think we were feeling a little bit bored with what was happening with a lot of current music. And so we were just creating for ourselves, and I would describe it as experimental pop music, really. We're just experimenting with a lot of influences of different genres and a lot of different sonic texture, yet we try to wrap all of our songs together with a pop sensibility behind things, you know.
And that makes it a lot different than anything other. It really does. Mm-hmm. You guys were friends since high school.
Well, we didn't work on music together in high school, but we were very close friends all throughout and stayed in touch while we were kind of doing our own thing after high school. And then we met back up in Saratoga Springs and became friends again, rekindled our friendship. And Josh was working on some solo music at the time that I had the pleasure of being able to listen to. And it kind of outlined the idea for Fantagram, kind of connecting, you know, beat heavy hip hop influenced rhythms with songwriting on top of it. And we kind of went from there after that and experimented with the idea. And that's kind of when we started. I think it was 2007 or so we started working.
So was it prior to 2007, the band Charlie Everywhere?
No, around 2007 was when we started Charlie Everywhere, which was Fantagram. But really, I mean, the reason why we named our band Charlie Everywhere at the time was because we had songs and we needed a name for what we were doing. And it was kind of like a little inside joke between the two of us with the meaning behind Charlie Everywhere. But then as we grew as a band, we're like, wow, we have fans and
absolutely,
and people are taking us seriously. So maybe we should come up with a name that we can take seriously.
See, I was the reason you feel.
Fall in Love hit number 3 on the U.S. alternative chart, re-released Blackout Days. Awesome song.
Thank you.
It really is a great tune. What's your favorite song to perform?
I really enjoy performing Celebrating Nothing right now.
Okay.
I think it changes, though, after a certain amount of time. And you also develop different connections to the songs depending on what kind of situation or, I guess, mood you're in.
Kind of mood, yeah. I was going to say mood.
But right now, I love performing Celebrating Nothing.
What do you look forward to most of the tour 2014? Anything upcoming? Is there a venue that you're kind of excited about getting to?
Yeah, for me, we're going to Australia for our very first time as a band, and that's going to be in a few weeks. And so the fact that, like, being in a band and doing what we do for a living allows us to travel is just amazing. And we're super excited to visit new countries and experience some culture outside of the U.S. You know?
Right, right. Josh Carter and Sarah Barthel, Fantagram, thank you for inviting me to your backstage here at House of Blues for a quick little chat with you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The Real Alternative, Radio Buzz 101.
I don't recognize you anymore.